Well, there's a good cross country course because they had tried it out. They had had a try out earlier in the year, and the weather's been good in the last few days. So everything, all the reports are indicate that it was a very. I'm not actually there. I've been trying to pull it all together for you the last couple of hours now. But I'm in Leicester Square for this function tomorrow night. But
The phone there to Ricky Sims. We interviewed him there. Now I don't know whether you've met up with him there or not. Perhaps not yet.
No, I haven't. I haven't met him yet. No, but we're looking forward, certainly looking forward to tomorrow night. And obviously, in addition to the Finn Valley connection that will function tomorrow night, there will be quite a few of the Sims family as well. So it'll be looking forward to it in that respect as well. And nice to be there and nice to be part of an occasion like that, you know. But
we
better batter on with this. And I'll take all that along, Miles, and that's a bad sign because very, very, very poor return from the National Even Age Championships in Dublin today, and indeed from the National Inter Club and which was combined with the Inter County for the first time ever. And what I have in terms of a positive a link on this is Letterkenny under 12 boys, they finished third, and the Donegal team finished third, but only one Donegal athlete finished in the age group, first of all, races. Only one Donegal athlete got into the top 10, and that was young Farn, Donald Farn from Letterkenny. He finished ninth in the under 18 boys. So that's not a great indicator of strong performances by Donegal athletes at underage level on this particular occasion. There were a couple of we did expect the under 12 boys to do something there. Letterkenny are a strong team and there's a good backup from a number of other Donegal clubs, but That's probably the poorest there's been at underage level at the cross country championships for many, many years, unfortunately. There was one good news story from the Northwest perspective during the day, and it began right at the beginning of the day, whereas young Oisin Cahoon, who I've talked about here before, he's from the city of Derry, but he won the under 12 boys race actually. But not only is he from Derry, but his granddad and his dad are from Lifford, and you know, he's a member of the Cahoon family from Lifford. So Kathleen and Paddy, people would know him very, very well in Lifford. So that young Cahoon boy is a very talented young boy. But that was a good news story from the Northwest particularly, but not so good in the age group story. And not so good, Miles, in the senior story either. Obviously, you know, we were used many years ago to success at senior level in the inter-clubs and in the inter-counties, and Donegal were taken very, very strongly. Not so today. The best of the women was Anne-Marie McGlynn. She finished in the top 10, okay. She finished about eighth or ninth, in fact. And the leading man, Donegal cross-country champion, Chris Johnson, was in the 20s. So nothing really else. I mean, I could string this out, Miles, but there was nothing really else to be excited about. And it wasn't a good day for Donegal Athletics today in Dublin. And that's really it.